Welcome to today's edition of Front Porch Talks. I'm Grayson Willis. Thanks for listening. And today I'm joined by Stephanie Schaefer and Rob Gilmer, who both attend our church here at Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene. Rob and Stephanie, how are you guys doing today?
We're good. Thanks, Grayson. Yeah. Good to be here.
Thanks for having us, Grayson. Doing well.
It's good to have you guys. And the reason I have Rob and Stephanie on Front Porch Talks today is to talk about Celebrate Recovery, who both of them are in the leadership of Celebrate Recovery. And that has been going on at our church for about a year, a little over a year. Whichever one of you would like to start, maybe Rob, if you'd like to start about, in general, about what is Celebrate Recovery?
Well, Celebrate Recovery is a biblically based 12-step program of healing for life's hurts, habits, and hang-ups. It's a program that uses the power of the Holy Spirit to be the healing source. And the people in the ministry, we are, you know, we talk about leaders, and that's just a name that just to identify people, but actually we are servants. People come into the program seeking healing. We're not the source of the healing, but we try to point them to the source. It's Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Rob. And also, either of you can answer this, how did Celebrate Recovery start? We'll get to how did it start in our church, but how did Celebrate Recovery, maybe for those who aren't familiar with Celebrate Recovery, how did Celebrate Recovery originally start?
Well, sure, Grayson. It actually started back in 2004, so it has a long life and many years and has a foundation and stability now. And it started at, a lot of people have heard of Rick Warren and his church, the Saddleback Church. One of his associate pastors, John Baker, and his wife started the program. And it's actually grown to 27,000 churches, and it's also an international program.
Well, thank you, Stephanie. And Rob, I think you have some details about how Celebrate Recovery got started here at our local church.
Yes, Grayson, I know a little bit about it. Over 2 years ago, the pastors in the church were introduced to the program, and it really grabbed hold of them. And then Pastor Carey started to talk about it in one of his visions, the Local Galilee Project. And that was for a group of people who felt that God had made a call on their life, and they were trying to articulate that call. So he started talking about Celebrate Recovery, and then there was an initial trip to Maryland for just to find out what it was about. And the group from the church went up, came back, and we started to plan. And so this summer, 2 years ago, a leadership group was formed of volunteers, and we started to go through training. And then we started our step study. And then the program kicked off February of 2017. And we have started our second year. And it's really interesting. The first year, you know, there were a lot of things to work out. You know, how to do this, how to do that. And we've gotten over that hump. And the last couple of nights of Celebrate Recovery, we really sense the presence of the Holy Spirit. We are seeing some wonderful things, people praying at the altar, just powerful messages and healing. So, you know, we know the Spirit was there in the beginning, but it seems like now we're more comfortable with the roles and it's bearing fruit.
So this didn't happen overnight, so to speak. You mentioned that you're starting on the second year of doing it on Monday nights, but how it kind of, the planning and everything, the preparation kind of began a year before it actually started, so I guess in 2016. Maybe if you want to share a little bit about, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the leaders all went through, or most of the leaders, the initial leaders, went through Celebrate Recovery before it was actually launched last year. If either of you would like to talk about that.
Sure. Yeah, I think that's an important piece because sometimes, you know, when you think of leaders, we don't, it's like Rob said, we're servants and we don't present ourselves as these big, powerful, you know, people. We all have our own hurts and habits, hang-ups that we have
come out of denial for, and we have surrendered it and turned it over to the Lord. And so I think it's important to know that the leaders are just real people, and we have been trained. And in order to be a leader, all leaders have to go through training and have to go through the program first in order to be a leader and to be a small group leader even. So you cannot be a small group leader until you're a certain point through the program as well.
Thank you, Stephanie. And now we talked about how it takes place every Monday night here at Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene on 1871 Boyers Road, just in case anybody doesn't know our location. But maybe, Rob, you can start out, and then Stephanie, you can share. But if somebody were to show up here at Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene on a Monday night for Celebrate Recovery, what can they expect? And first of all, what time does it start?
Well, Grayson, it starts at 6 o'clock. We have a meal, free will offering, 6 to 6:30. And that is a wonderful time to fellowship, to kind of get a feel for what's going to happen. And then at 6:30 to 7:30, we have what we call the large group. And in essence, it is a worship service. It's very much like a Sunday service in so many ways, but with the theme of recovery. And also, too, there's a lot of celebration because a lot of good things happen. And sometimes we may overlook that in our struggles, but there are some wonderful stories of healing and celebration. So, you know, the big group, we will have praise music. We'll have a lesson or a testimony. Obviously, there's a lot of prayer. And so if you just want to come the first time to experience a worship service, please come. Then afterwards, we have a group called Newcomers 101, and as the name implies, it's for first-time people. And basically, it's an orientation class, information class about Celebrate Recovery, to give people some information and to get them thinking about what small group they may want to attend. Basically, we have two groups, one being for addiction. You know, an addiction covers so many things. It's more than just traditional substance. It can be eating, it can be exercise, it can be buying things, it can be your cell phone. And then the next group is codependency. And that is more relational. You know, people in your past, people in the present, how their activities, their personalities, what they did influenced you. And on the ladies' side, that's the men's side, the ladies' side have the addiction, but they have a little more multifaceted program called Mixed Issues, and that covers, as the name implies, everything.
And Stephanie, I think you would like to expand on the small groups and talk about that a little bit more.
Yes, Grayson. The small groups actually were very critical in my life and a component that I really like about Celebrate Recovery. And so within the small groups, first of all, there are guidelines. And I don't know if any of you are like me, but I am not one to open up easily. Vulnerability has not been my strong suit. So to be able to come to a place like Celebrate Recovery and to connect with other people kind of in the same walk of life who have hurts, habits, and hang-ups, that brings an immediate connection with one another. And so when you go into a group, there are guidelines to follow, and I like that because it just keeps everybody on the same page. So confidentiality is huge. And so what that means is, of course, whatever you say stays in the room and that you're not to walk outside the room and talk about it. And also that we have a certain time frame that we can share, which is 3 to 5 minutes. And so that's just so one person cannot take over the conversation, monopolize the conversation, and it gives everybody an opportunity to share. And another big one, and this could be especially important for females, is, you know, there's no crosstalk. And so that means when someone else is sharing, you don't talk over top of them, but you also don't give advice either. And I know sometimes we want to share our experience with someone else to try and help them, or we want to give them advice or something that has helped us. And in this program, that is not what it's about. It's allowing people to come and share in an area that is confidential and allows God to heal. And a lot of times, just being able to open up and to release something that you've held on to for years is very freeing and allows God to work, because Satan wants us to keep those things hidden, and that's how he has power and control over us. So I have really, really appreciated the small group atmosphere.
Thank you, Stephanie. And also, Celebrate Recovery is for the whole family. It's not just for adults. Celebrate Recovery offers something for teens, kids, and then also a nursery for even smaller kids. Talk about that.
Yes, absolutely, Grayson. And I think that's a key component, especially for families. So if you do have little ones at home and you're thinking, who's going to keep my kids? All of that is free. So we have a nursery that goes through age 4. And then beginning at age 5, we have a celebration place for kids. And there are adults, leaders, who have also been through training, who come and work with the children and also take them through their program. And we have had parents share their testimony about how they have seen their child deal with life better, whether it's anger, whether it's how to respond if they are frustrated in a certain situation. And then we also have a program for teens as well.
And I believe the teens is called The Landing. Is that correct?
Yes, and, that's correct.
And as you mentioned, if I'm not mistaken, they both kind of have a study that they go through that's kind of on their level.
Yes, yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys talked about kind of how the night looks for Celebrate Recovery and a little bit about what the small groups look like. But maybe if you would like to talk about what is a hurt, habit, or hang-up. I know Celebrate Recovery says it's for people with hurts, habits, and hang-ups. So what are those?
Yeah, that can be confusing, Grayson. Sometimes people get caught up in those words. And, you know, the Bible tells us that the Lord came to heal the brokenhearted and set the captives free. And I would say that's the category of people that we have in Celebrate Recovery. And there are people who have addictions, to people who have gone through a divorce. Maybe they suffer with depression or they're lonely. Maybe there's been abuse in their background. And what I think is so wonderful about the program, you know, we have come in with a hurt. I say we, I have, and I've also heard many people testify to this. So you come into the program with one issue, with one thing that you want to be healed from, and then it almost becomes like an onion, and you peel off the layers because God reveals so much to us in our lives. And, you know, I don't say that to scare people and to make you feel like that, you know, oh my goodness, I've got all this stuff in my life that I've got to fix. It's actually a beautiful thing that God does in us if we allow him to work and if we're honest with him. And it's just surrendering one thing after the other. It could be negative thinking. You know, it could be, for me, is, you know, there are just little daily things in life that can lead to frustrations, and then I'm frustrated, and then I might have a bad response to, you know, to my children. So there's things like that, that as you go through the program, that God just continues to heal and to show us. Anger is another issue that I've heard some people speak to that God has really helped them with as well.
Thank you, Stephanie. Rob, what else would you like to add to that?
Well, Grayson, I have seen this multiple times when somebody will come into the group with their spouse and they will say, well, you know, I'm here to support my spouse. And, you know, that's a beautiful thing. I mean, that is a beautiful thing. I don't really need it, but I'm here for somebody else. And lo and behold, over time, they realize that they have things in their life. And people who you would look at them and say, wow, you know, they look perfect. But then over time they realize, you know, I have this issue. It may be anger. It could be trust. And they thought they were okay. But the Lord revealed to them that, hey, you have these things. Give them to me so that we may be closer.
Thank you, Rob. And, yeah, certainly I think if we all go deeper into our lives, we realize we all have things that we might not even realize until we start to talk about them or think about them that can be hurts, habits, and hang-ups that we can all, you know, need help from God in those situations. And I think that's a big part of Celebrate Recovery. Actually, the most important part is you know, it's what God can do to help us, not us helping ourselves. Mm-hmm. Right. So either of you maybe want to talk about that.
Well, this program is all about opening ourselves up to the Lord and having that willingness to open up to Him and no longer being in denial, but just saying, Lord, you know, here I am. We walk through a different question every week in our small groups, and that question, you know, can just help us to look deeper into ourselves and into our own lives and just rely on the Lord to give us strength and to walk through Celebrate Recovery and know that He will do the healing.
Rob, also, we talked about this is a faith-based program and one that, as Stephanie was saying, that Christ, we really have to find out how Christ can help us. Talk about the principles and the steps and how they're based biblically.
Well, Grayson, there are eight principles and they're based on the Beatitudes. And Pastor Rick Warren drew from the Beatitudes to come up with the eight principles. And I'll just briefly read what they are. I won't go into great detail, but number one, realize I'm not God. I admit that I am powerless to control my tendency to do the wrong thing and that my life is unmanageable. That one goes to happier those who know they are spiritually poor, Matthew 5:3. Now I'll jump down to number four, openly examine and confess my faults to myself, to God, and to someone I trust. Happy are the pure in heart, Matthew 5:8. And then I'll go to the number eight. Yield myself to God to be used to bring this good news to others, both by my example and by my words. Happy are those who are persecuted because they do what God requires, Matthew 5:10. So the backbone of our program is the Bible. And just personally, my testimony, I have been through secular 12-step programs, which were excellent programs to give sobriety. But those programs left you at a point. Celebrate Recovery, when you work through the program, the blessing you receive at the end is you have a closer relationship with Jesus, that which will carry you through tough times of temptation.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. Certainly, looking to the Word and looking to God instead of relying on us. Like you said, you kind of get stuck. Now, if you'd both like to share how you got into Celebrate Recovery, what led you to get involved in Celebrate Recovery, maybe Stephanie, if you'd like to start, and then Rob, you can share how you got involved.
Well, Grayson, I specifically remember when the program was introduced in our church. I believe we went through three Sundays, maybe. I'm not exactly sure about that. But there were several Sundays that the church talked about Celebrate Recovery, showed videos of testimonies of people who had been through Celebrate Recovery. And I was not one who was in denial, knowing that this program was for me. And I just felt the Lord just not even tugging at my heart, just pushing me. And even cried in one of the services that Sunday. There was a little something that held me back, though. You think, Celebrate Recovery, if I'm in a recovery program, is that going to label me? What does that say about me? If any of you know the Christmas classic, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and the Land of Misfits, I thought, oh my word, I don't want to be a misfit. But then I also thought, you know what, if I'm a misfit for the Lord and I'm surrendered to Him, then that's what matters. But now that I'm in the program, I don't feel like I'm a misfit. I feel like that there's been stuff in my life. I was very broken and had just been through things in life and was hurt and just needed healing. And God has done just a wonderful work. And so I knew that this program was for me and that it could benefit me, and I am so glad that I'm part of it and would not do it any differently.
Thank you, Stephanie. Mm-hmm. Rob, how about you? How did you get into Celebrate Recovery?
Well, Grayson, the first time I heard about it was in the Galley Project, a local project. And the first night it was talked about, I didn't even hear the words. I guess I was distracted. The second night, I heard the words and celebrate recovery, and it's like, well, I have absolutely no time for anything like this. So the third time I heard it, I was like, well, yeah, maybe. So I went online and Googled celebrate recovery and looked at it and prayed on it. And then I had, you know, I don't know if you've ever had this experience where something just jumps out at you and says, wow, this is it. I'd been praying for the Lord to put me into a ministry where he could use me. And that was my experience, that he showed me, yes, this is for you. So I got into the program strictly as a servant to help other people. I have a background of healing. So I said, hey, this is perfect for me. And during the process, I realized, he told me, he said, no, the program is for you. So I began the program earnestly, not only as a servant, but also someone that needed healing. And he's done great work in my life through this program.
Thank you, Rob and Stephanie, both for sharing. I think another thing that we haven't mentioned yet is if somebody is listening to this program and would have an interest in Celebrate Recovery, or might know somebody that would have an interest in Celebrate Recovery, what would be the best way for them to get in contact with somebody at the church or to find out more information about it?
Sure. There are several ways. I mean, they could start just by calling the church. We also have a church website, and they can find information on Celebrate Recovery on the church website. We also have a Facebook page that's Celebrate Recovery as well. And so all three of those areas, they could find more information.
Thank you, Stephanie. And before we close, is there any final thoughts that either of you would like to share about Celebrate Recovery that we haven't talked about already?
Yes, Grayson. Celebrate Recovery is a ministry of healing. And, you know, all these hurts, habits, and hang-ups can form a barrier, speed bump, let's say, that keeps us from the relationship that Jesus wants for all of us, the closest we can possibly be to him. But these things can get in the way. And, you know, we read in the Bible about Jesus and his miracles, and he was a healer. Raised the dead, healed the sick, the blind. And he's working today through Celebrate Recovery to help people heal of their hurts, habits, and hang-ups so that they can be drawn closer to him.
And what about you, Stephanie? Any other final thoughts?
Sure, just briefly. We spoke earlier about the leaders and the training that they've been through, and we have a team of over 20, probably close to 25 leaders in Celebrate Recovery. And they are just wonderful people who have given their life over to the Lord and are dedicated to ministry and to serving and to just leading people through this program. And, you know, on Monday nights when you come, it is really just like one big family. Here at Celebrate Recovery, and it's just amazing to see the connection, the love that everyone has for each other, and the conversation that takes place at the end, you know, before we leave. There are people still in the hallways talking and laughing and celebrating, and even though we have stuff, you know, we have our hurts, our habits, our hang-ups that we've overcome, we're going through, you can still find joy and victory in everyday life. And that's what this program helps with, and that's what the leaders and even the people who come every week are here and celebrating on Monday nights.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thanks to both of you, Rob and Stephanie, for joining me today. And I'm just going to close our program by praying for both of you and praying for the other leaders of Celebrate Recovery, as well as the people that are a part of attending Celebrate Recovery and those that will still attend in the future. Lord, we come before you today, and we thank you for Celebrate Recovery, the ministry, Lord, and we thank you for Rob Gilmer and for Stephanie Schaefer and their leadership in this ministry, Lord, and I pray a blessing over each of them, Lord, as well as the other leaders in Celebrate Recovery, Lord. Continue to bless them and help them to feel your presence in their lives. And I also pray for those that are a part of Celebrate Recovery that attend the ministry, Lord, from the youngest to the oldest. I pray a blessing over each of them, Lord. And I pray for those that will join Celebrate Recovery in the days to come, Lord, and for the continued success or continued help that the ministry gives to those that are a part of it, Lord. And I pray your blessing over the ministry and that you continue to do great things through it. And I ask all this in your name. Amen. Thank you both, Rob and Stephanie, for joining me. And Stephanie, I know you mentioned it earlier, but if you would just like to mention the contact information again, if anybody else was looking for more information about Celebrate Recovery.
Sure, Grayson, they can contact the church. They can just call here, and that number is 540-434-1092. They can go to our website, abeaconofhope.org, and it's under the Care tab. So just pull down Care, and you'll see Celebrate Recovery. Or also, they could find us on Facebook.
Thank you. And it's been a joy talking to both of you, and I hope you guys have a blessed day.
Thank you, Grayson.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Celebrate Recovery. I've been talking with Stephanie Schaefer and Rob Gilmer. Thank you for listening to today's edition of Front Porch Talks. May God bless.